Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx media such as
Khadija from Living Single.
We are living and single. Well, the light is gonna work.
I'm glad I got my girls. Okay. Yes.
Perfect. Well, I mean, it is Queen Latifah.
I mean, yes.
Yes, she's legendary. So mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I hear that they might be bringing it back.
Reboot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching that.
That one I can get behind.
I mean, it depends on, I mean, if they are doing it, then I'm down for it. And if not, then I'm not really sure.
If they're not doing it, then
reboots?
It's not real.
No, I think it's the original cast.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And they still look the same, obviously.
I mean,
exactly yes. The same. It's still the 90s.
Because black don't crack and they didn't age at all.
No.
They're still
they
all single.
Gorgeous.
Actually, Queen Latifah looks younger.
She does.
Ridiculous.
She's been working out. She's been putting on her face cream.
She doesn't even need to.
She's gorgeous.
Hey, cabrona.
What's popping, chingona?
And what is popping, Favi?
Ooh.
Hi. Hello, hello, hello.
Que show.
Okay,
we miss you, Abelito.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her.
She's like, can you guys forget about her, too? Jesus.
It's about me right now.
I know.
It's all
even
about
Even though I will say Babelito is your... I mean, I love you guys.
But
Babelito is like your A number one fan. He's like, did you hear this week's episode? They are so funny. They're so disgusted by straight sex. I'm like, I know. It's so great.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He writes for us. We write for both of y'all.
No. But I love you guys too.
But either way, like Fabi has stolen the show tonight. We've had a little Dallas meetup and he's like the celebrity of the night.
Oh my gosh. Say more.
Yes.
He's like estrenando a new shirt. Like
yes.
It glows in the dark.
I even got a new shirt for Dallas. Yes. It is a glow in the dark light purple skeleton shirt.
Multi-purpose, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great.
I got you guys. In a blackout, just follow me.
We will.
I was going to turn off all the lights at Gloria's.
I mean, you should have. There was no rules. There's no one working there. You can go for it.
Yeah, big shout out to De Colores Radio.
They're great.
Shout out.
And shout out to Yvonne from Auto Straddle.
Yes.
For showing up.
Shout
to
out to you. Come get party with us at Havana's. Get drunk with us, everybody. But yeah, like today we wanted to talk about some of our childhood faves, nostalgic shows that we love. I did a little shimmy, y'all couldn't see that, but it was fly. And
I saw it.
If you say so.
Oh yeah, I love you too, right there in your dreamy eyes. You want a hug? Do you want another hug?
No.
All right, then. No. That's what I thought. I'm just gonna threaten
her. She's like, don't touch me.
I'm so excited to talk about my childhood favorite. And I have no like other excuse to like bring it up on this podcast because it's like straight and white.
Wait, what? What's your childhood
what
favorite?
What is it?
It's Harry Potter.
That's
the movie.
Why?
Oh, yeah, you're the movie person. No, you're the
TV
person.
The TV person. But I'm also a big book person.
Oh, yeah. So. We did go to the bookstore today, half
we
price
did.
Books.
It was
shout
fun.
Out price.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We had such a regular schmegler day. It was so much fun. We went to Target.
What?
Estarjay. We went to Starbucks.
Starbucks.
And we went to go get some half price books. It was fun. Anyways, Harry Potter.
Yeah, we're not going to start with mine because.
Oh,
why?
Why not?
No.
I have a lot to say.
We're just going to introduce our topics. What are you going to talk about, Fabi?
Well, I watched a lot of TV growing up, so my main shows were sitcoms. So I'll talk about my favorite sitcom, which was probably Roseanne, and then kids shows. Top three, probably Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street. God, what was another one of my favorites? PBS. I mean, anything on PBS.
Arthur.
Oh, my God. I was a little old for Arthur, but I still loved it.
I watched it till I was like 15.
I loved it because they were black. Arthur's black.
Yes, yes. You knew everybody was black.
POC.
I know. Hello, they had a reggae theme song. Okay.
Oh.
And then.
They do.
I know. And then let's see. Now I'm like doing categories. And then I love talk shows. So like Oprah, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Be honest. Sábado Gigante.
Sábado. Oh my. Like okay. Shout out to La Cuatro.
Okay, yeah. Confession time.
Chacal, fuera.
Yeah, confession. I never really watched Sábado Gigante.
Oh, fake fan.
What are you doing here? Bye.
I know. My parents were... they tried to... See, I don't even know that reference. No, okay, I know that guy. The guy who wears the yeah, so he looks like an Undertaker.
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm kind of caught up.
It was dope.
Yes. So, I mean, I just, like, named a bunch of TV shows, but I'm sure...
No, those are the best
shows.
Okay,
cool. That's great. Cool.
We'll talk about them a little more in depth. What are you going to talk about?
Oh, I'm going to talk about A Different World, which I watched every single episode of, like, at least four times. Like, I love A Different World. And
then...
Enlighten
me, because I don't know what that is.
Girl, it's... Okay, did you ever watch The Cosby Show?
Like, I know of it. No, I didn't.
Okay, so Cosby had a daughter. I don't regret that now, okay? You know Lisa Bonet. Do you remember Lisa Bonet?
Slightly.
Married to Jason Momoa.
Oh my God, you're a lesbian and you don't know who Lisa Bonet is? Get your life together, girl. She's an inspiration.
She is. She's
for
gorgeous.
Everybody, every gender.
She's finer than her daughter.
Oof. Okay, why?
Yes. That feels weird. Zoe Kravitz is her daughter.
Oh, okay.
But Lisa Bonet is actually way hotter and like way more beautiful and amazing. And yeah, she had her own spinoff show off The Cosby Show. She didn't want to go to college, so Cosby gave her a show. And it's actually super empowering to be like a little girl and watch black people thrive. People of color, straight up, just
living
thrive.
Living single.
Oh,
or that, yeah.
It was everything.
I didn't watch all of that, yeah.
I watched it when I was young. All right, so you're going to talk about A Different World?
Oh, I'm going first?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Because I need to get learned.
Get learned, girl, get learned. Okay, get woke. No, this show's amazing because it was about people of color in the 80s, late 80s, going to college. So growing up as a little girl, watching people of color actually go to college and be with people who are like-minded and the same ethnicity. They were talking about race. They were talking about police brutality. They were talking
way
about
before,
the... Yeah, they were talking about, what was the thing? The LA riots.
Yeah.
Why the LA riots popped off. Like, the same things that are happening now are so relevant. So if you go back and watch A Different World, you're going to realize, oh, wow, legit, nothing's changed. The way they treat people of color, the way they treat people who are just different in society is really different. And I loved it because they were positive role models. They're all like learned as fuck. Everyone's getting a degree, getting a master's, working in professional fields, pushing like every single boundary on like education, art, how they understand themselves. So it was super lit. That was like legit. I watched that every single day. So I loved it.
And it sounds like you watched it too, Fabi.
I did, but I was like, I was a purist when I was a kid. So like, I watched The Cosby Show, and then I was like, I ain't watching that bootleg Cosby Show. So I would watch A Different World once in a while, but I wasn't like the biggest A Different World fan because I didn't believe, I just didn't believe it.
I mean, honestly got better once Lisa Bonet wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
when she left, I was like popping, like Dwayne Wayne. Like, I mean, Whitley and Dwayne are like the love story of my childhood.
This kind of sounds like, you know, the show Black-ish, which is a great show, and it's about their whole family. And they're getting the oldest daughter is getting a spinoff where she goes to college.
Well, yeah. That's so what they tried to aim for. Yeah, they were trying to aim for
so they're
like
doing
world.
The exact same thing.
Oh my God.
It looks good. It's the same thing. It's going to be great.
That could be a whole episode for you guys. Spinoff shows. There's so many shows that are spinoffs.
Yes. Yeah. But this is really good. I honestly like this more than Cosby because it didn't center around family. It just centered around people getting woke.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I didn't really like the whole pudding thing in the Cosby Show. The pudding.
Pudding pop.
Pudding pop. And I was like, you like pudding a lot there. But, you know, this is the more innocent times before we knew. So it was popping.
Yes, yes.
The more you know.
The more you know. You guys should watch it. It got canceled on NBC because they got too political. They talked about the riots, and they're like, we don't want people of color talking about riots or police brutality. Once they changed their subject matter and got more serious, they're like, we're taking all the TV. And I was like, what? No. Like, I think it was like four when it got canceled. So I really watched
four?
Four.
Yeah, so you were just watching the...
I watched
so
the reruns.
So you
I
were
didn't
4 years
cable.
Old aware that it got canceled.
I didn't have cable, so I watched the reruns. So, like, A Different World and, like, what other reruns did I watch? Like,
yeah, for the show Friends raised me. I'm not going to talk about them, but those are my parents.
Yeah,
Ross,
sadly,
Rachel.
But yes.
Oh, my God.
Those are my parents.
I was thinking about Friends the other day and how fucked up their values are and
yeah.
how that's fucked up a whole generation
Us.
We
are
people.
Their generation.
I had somebody block out. That happened, but they did raise me. But, you know, like all teenagers, I reject my parents.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But just thinking about Friends, like the whole rules they have with dating, they're really homophobic on that show.
Yeah.
And then it's also, like, so white.
Jesus Christ. Like, I was trying to think of, you know, when we were talking about Friends earlier,
yeah.
we had a little Friends moment when we were doing a little photo shoot.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of, like, somebody of color that I could be, and I was just like,
no one.
There's nobody. So I'm going to be Ross's, you know, ex-wife. That's
oh,
all I can
yeah.
think of.
Who yeah. are you? If you? Okay, so you're Emily?
No,
Ross's
oh, ex-wife.
Oh, no.
Carol.
No, Carol.
Carol. Oh, my.
She's
you're
Carol.
Taking it back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's Carol.
That
like
her episodes were the ones that were least played on the reruns.
Yeah.
Such a
that wedding scene was hilarious when Phoebe got, like, a free drink and she was getting, like, the most attention. And Phoebe's like, why is everyone so nice to me?
Who are you?
I'm probably, like, Chandler, but, like...
I know. We're going to have yeah. to fight over Chandler.
I was going to fight for that. I was like, I don't want to be Chandler.
Maybe Chandler or, like...
You know
I'm a
who,
mixture.
You know who I really like is Ross's dad. I'm going to
yes.
be him.
I love
oh,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're talking about.
Or Mr. Heckles. Remember him?
Oh my God.
That's
I
want to
change my. I
want to
be Smelly Cat.
Oh my God,
Cat.
Chandler's dad.
I
want to
be Smelly Cat.
The original
Chandler's
drag queen.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And the original I Am Kate, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So.
Who raised you?
I keep wanting to host the show because it's like. I'm
go
in
for
podcast
it.
Go
mode.
For it. Go. Yeah. We're
okay, Maite. How about you? What's your favorite show?
It's not even. Well, I mean,
or
I have
shows.
So many shows.
Okay.
But that's why I want to talk about Harry Potter instead.
Yeah. It's a movie. Let's talk about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So I was a loner.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't hang out with my family. I wasn't close with them. So obviously, I related to Harry Potter. Like, dude had no family, essentially.
You mm-hmm. slept underneath the staircase?
Just once. But that had nothing to do with my childhood.
That was a choice.
Gosh.
That was a decision.
Choices.
No, yeah, so I don't know, like... Okay, all right, yeah. It's a choice, all right? You weren't born this way. No, but yeah, it was basically, like, the only thing I did. I would come home and I would read,
yeah.
and I would read, and I would read, and Harry Potter was one of those main things that I would read and go to premieres and watch the movies.
What drew you in about it other than you related to his family situation? What else?
It's not that anything, like, drew me in, per se. It's, like, they had, like, a book fair. You know, they used to have book fairs when you're, like, a child. And, like, I befriended, like, the one white girl in my entire school. And she was reading Harry Potter, and I was just like, all right, fuck it. So
yeah.
I bought one of the books, and I read it, and I was just, like... obsessed.
Yeah.
The rest is history.
I remember reading Harry Potter and I was super into it, but my family's super religious.
Yeah, my
oh,
dad.
No.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
right. My dad was like, eso es el diablo.
I know.
I was like, okay,
the Pope
first of all, calm down.
Girl. So you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Latino families were like, nah,
that's
we ain't doing that in this
them.
House.
I was like, when was the last time you went to church, first of all?
The Pope really banned it?
The Pope really banned it.
I believe that.
But Hater. Even I like the Pope, but he still banned it.
It was a previous Pope.
It wasn't the Benedict dude.
It was the German one.
The cool one that saved people, I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he banned it. But I don't think he did, because, you know, he was really old.
Like, they would talk about, like, on, like, Primer Impacto or some shit, like, somebody getting possessed. I can't remember.
At Rojo Vivo.
My gosh.
So my parents were like, no. And I was just like, does it look like I give a fuck?
I think the fourth book came out when I was in high school, and somebody bought it for me for my birthday.
That's awesome.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I read them all.
Really?
I've read all the Harry Potters, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I don't
you more now.
I don't talk about it because it's like being vegan. Like, how do you know somebody's read all the Harry Potters? They'll tell you. But
welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas.
No, but my mom found
You were hiding
I
it?
Had a Harry Potter
you
stash.
Have to.
Oh my
so
God.
By the time the fourth book came out, Or by the time I had the fourth or fifth book or something, there was already, like, the first movie out, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had the DVD, like, bonus DVD,
oh
like, features. Like, I loved it so much because it was the first time I watched a movie and the movie, looked just like what I imagined.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the first one, especially.
The first one was on point.
The first one. Yeah, the other ones.
The other ones, like.
To be honest, I didn't watch. After, like, the fourth movie, I didn't watch them.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. But
they changed directors. That third one was every weird. Single movie except for the first two.
Yeah. Yeah, after Gandalf was
after yeah, they changed
after,
Dumbledore.
Sorry, after Dumbledore. When Dumbledore became Gandalf, I was I'm done with this. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, okay, so one time my mom... Let's whisper.
Oh, my God.
So
what happened?
So one time I came home from school, my little brother comes down. Shout out to Edgar. he came down the stairs and was like, Justin, whatever you do, don't go in your room. And he almost like had tears in his eyes. I was like, why? He's like, I tried to save her DVD, bro.
Oh, no.
I said, what happened? And I go upstairs, and my mom had taken the DVD and broke it, like,
no.
in half.
Okay, she could have already sold it.
She don't want none of that devil money. And then she took the books, all my Harry Potter books.
Oh, no. I don't want to
know. Ripped them, page by page.
Extra. Do you know how many pages are in those books?
Extra. She ripped all the books
up. That's, A for effort.
She probably has some, major biceps.
She got tired. At one point, she put it down. She looked around. Was like, I got it.
She switched to her left
hand. I got three more books.
Those are big-ass books.
Huge.
Yeah.
Shout out to your mom. For real.
I mean.
Yeah.
This moment was
that spirit, that was in her, okay?
Yeah. So then I took all the scraps from the books.
Oh, my God.
And I made a pentagram on her bed.
Jesus Christ.
I love that.
To get back at her and lit candles and just waited for her to get home. And I me hinqué en la cama, and was doing a prayer, a back and forth prayer, just waiting for her to open the door. And she opened the door and she was like, Dios santo, reprende estos demonios de esta casa. She was so angry. And for a week after that, I kept fucking with her and pretending trying to get the broom, to up. And trying to open locks,
oh my actual God.
Yeah, it was
that's
fun.
So lit.
That is
that's
amazing.
The best kind of revenge.
I thought I was funny.
No, I win.
He wins.
He wins.
My
crown is henceforth.
Take it off, girl. Take off the crown. All right, there it goes.
Rip it up into pieces. Give it to all you bitches.
Thank you, Catty. Catty Herring.
Catty Herring. Oh my God.
Yeah. What else?
I loved it. I loved it so much. I don't even know how to clean. I've been to Universal twice in Florida.
I haven't been one time.
You have to go. We can go to the LA one.
Okay.
Wait, there's one in LA?
It's a date. It's smaller, but yes, it's there.
Oh, I'm going.
Yeah, I've been there twice. I went there for my birthday 3 years ago or something like that. It's amazing. But I don't know what to tell you. It was just being alone for ever. Basically until I was in high school, I was just completely alone all the time. So I buried my head in the books. Not the ones that I should have, but it was just all I had.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let the world know what house are you sorted in.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh my God,
ding,
I'm getting Well, Fabi Fav was in there in my room earlier. He didn't see it, but I have.
Tell him.
Hanging
which
up
you are. Tell
as decor, my Hufflepuff flag.
Yep, you're a Hufflepuff.
Cedric
Hufflepuff
Diggory.
Too?
Okay, Cedric Diggory in the house.
Okay, he was kind of. Anyways, Cedric.
Look before Twilight.
Oh my God.
He's so pale.
I always, this is a thing. I am always sorted into Gryffindor, but I think it's because I cheat and I'm not 100% honest, but I actually do think that I am a Hufflepuff too. So,
welcome
on my,
on your deathbed.
On paper, I'm a Gryffindor, but I identify with the Hufflepuff.
Fair enough. I'm a Gryffindor through and through.
See? Yes. All right.
Why are you high-fiving with her? I'm the Hufflepuff.
Okay, sorry. There
Thank
you go.
Thank you.
I thought you you had a Slytherin cake 1 year. And I was so confused.
Okay, no, I didn't have
you're
a cape.
So friendly.
And quiet fun and fact nice for my
Slytherin rising. Yeah.
Yeah, fun fact for my. Okay. No, okay, no.
God. Yeah, well.
Well, UNT, which we both went to, they have green robes for graduation. So I went to graduation with a Slytherin tie. Because funny. It matched.
Oh, that's good. That's yeah, good.
I'm going to have to put that up on the Instagram now. Cause
put it on the gram, girl.
It looked really cute in all those pictures.
Yeah.
I was like 20 pounds lighter.
Good job. You just put yourself out there.
Okay.
CYC podcast.
Speaking of cute, let's get into queer representation in Harry Potter. Because I know that's what you guys are always talking about.
Non-existent. So,
yeah.
Honestly.
I ship Hermione with me. Okay. She should have dated me.
No. First of all, no. Friend.
Did you guys have a crush on Hermione?
I always did.
I think that might have been my first crush.
And Luna. And yeah. Luna.
Oh, I did not.
Moaning Myrtle, that was my girl.
was that relatable for you?
Shade. Shade.
Damn, palm I'm just trees. Kidding.
No, but yeah, I mean,
oh my god.
J.K. Rowling, after the whole thing ended, came out with her, like, you know, Dumbledore's gay thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, going back to the books, yeah, it fits. Sigh. It fits.
I guess.
Yes. Maite and I were talking about this before. Shout out to Nancy Podcast that did a whole episode on the sexuality of Dumbledore. It's like, so good.
Go listen. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I never thought about that in the book just because.
Yeah, I didn't. I was a kid. First of all,
I didn't know. He was an old man, so I just didn't think.
You know, I always had a suspicion that Snape was a homosexual.
And it almost pulls up, but then the whole Lily story.
But always being in love with Lily thing. Yeah, like always. Like that love story.
Always.
I thought that was a front. I don't know.
Maybe he was like just but queer. He wasn't everybody.
Yeah.
But he wasn't open about loving Lily or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I was like.
Maybe, you know, he had his dudes on the side, but like, you know, he was for everyone, maybe.
I mean,
you know?
Secretly, I hoped Harry Potter was gay, but, you know, not everyone's perfect.
Him and Ron. Or him and Draco. Oh my god,
and Draco. Oh my god, the fan fiction. Yes. Have you read it? Ooh.
I did when I
y'all,
was
young. Google it, Lucas. Because guys,
I'm even worse. I wrote some.
Oh, wait,
no.
What?
Please tell me you saved that shit.
I have no idea
you
where it is.
You better forward
me
this.
Have me read it.
I have no idea where it is. I'm going to have to
you wrote,
Googles.
You
I wrote fan fiction.
She wrote what we read.
Wait, for who?
I don't think it was Draco and Harry or anything.
Okay.
I can't.
Well, suddenly our interest waned. We just didn't care.
They're doing this conversation. I can't remember who it was. I just remember
Dobby.
That
Dobby with clothes.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, girl, that was spicy.
Give me that sock. Yeah.
No. I know I wrote some because you know, it's all I did when I was... I did a lot of that, too. I wrote... But I can't remember. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm,
it might have been... Honestly, it might have been Ron and Hermione because it was before they were actually official.
Oh, I ship them too, yeah.
Yeah, I used to go online and like old ass people would be like, Ron and Hermione are never gonna happen. And I was like 10 and I was like, And then they did.
Yes.
Bam. I knew they were gonna end up together in game.
And then Harry Potter ended up with
Ron's sister.
Yeah.
Ginny, I shipped that from the beginning.
Really? Like,
well, not from the beginning, not in the books.
She barely talked. She was cool, but she didn't talk.
I shipped it in the movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mmm.
I don't know why.
I don't know. She was really young. She looked really young. I didn't ship them.
She was 1 year younger than
I wanted him to be with Cho Chang because she was like super hot.
Cho
she was
Chang.
Yeah. She was, she was super hot. What? She was a regular girl.
Okay, I guess.
There was like an awkward silence after that.
You know what? Let's give a shout out to the one black person in Harry Potter. Shout out.
Lavender Brown.
Yes. Lavender Brown was white.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That was just in your head.
That
girl.
Was just in my head. Oh my god.
Who's the black boy? ¿Cómo se llama?
Oh, the fine one who
Dean Thomas, who's on How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he got fine. That's
he's
really
like
weird.
He's just really tall.
He got fine.
Can we talk about Neville Longbottom being fine as fuck now?
And he was queer in that one show. In like
what?
Yes. He was like a queer soldier in some show.
How did that happen?
Excuse moi. No, yeah. Dude's like half naked and
wore braces or something. So it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm,
Neville Longbottom is the definition of a glow up.
Excuse me, where are the Latinos in Hogwarts School of
that
Witchcraft?
And,
oh my god.
I mean,
god.
If you think about it, it's all like a whole other continent.
Yeah.
All they can get is like Spaniards.
I mean, in the Livermore School, I assume there's Latinos because it's indigenous.
Man,
so
probably
I'm like,
not.
Yo, indigenous people. Like,
oh, right. It's only the UK,
it's in the
right?
JK Rowling, look, give me the Latino representation that I desperately need.
Okay, speaking of a different world,
yes,
I heard that there's going to be Harry Potter the College Years coming up. Are they gonna? I thought she was gonna write a book about what happened after. Did I just hear?
They had A Cursed Child, which is like a play.
Oh. There was queer. There was queer baiting.
Oh yeah, that entire thing, A Cursed Child. So okay. I read this entire fucking book.
So much queer baiting.
And it's about one of Harry's kids who
being
ends up
queer.
Are you drinking vodka out of a tiny bottle right now?
Yes, I am.
You are my hero, girl. Is it flavored?
Yeah, it's mango pineapple.
Just go ahead and take a swig.
Because I'm basic. You want some?
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Get in there.
Oh, my God.
It'll okay, so there's a lot of queer baiting in the play.
Mm. Okay, so it's not even queer. Queer baiting is probably the wrong word. I think they just fucked up. Like,
yeah.
They made it about one of Harry's kids and one of Draco's kids. And the entire time, it's about them two and their connection and how connected they are. And how they save each other and how they make each other better.
And they don't fall in love in the end.
And at the very end, it's like, I like this girl. Oh, you like this girl? I like
the
this girl.
The whole time.
No, like, the entire time.
They're
like,
just, like, bonding and going through it
they
together.
They are so gay for it. Like, honestly, that
love.
Entire book,
in love.
It was a Draco Harry fan fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
And who wrote that?
It was like the story idea was J.K. Rowling's, and then she gave it to some other playwrights.
Yeah,
two straight white males basically wrote it. So.
Gross.
I will give them props for Cursed Child because they casted a black Hermione.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they did,
and she was
don't
like,
touch
beautiful.
Her hair. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, because they never specify in the books that Hermione's white, so.
They really don't.
Yeah.
No.
So J.K. Rowling liked a post or something like that where somebody said, you know, her description of Hermione is more black than anything, and she liked it. So.
Oh, wow.
So it's canon. Yeah. I love
according to me.
According to J.K. Rowling's tweets that we...
But she was also there when they were doing the movie casting, so... I mean...
I think could have did it then, but...
Yeah, it's just...
You know.
You know how freaking big-time producers are. They're like, no, it has to be white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross. That's why I don't watch any of that trash.
That's why in my TV series remake, everybody's going to be...
Harry Potter?
Yeah. It's going to be, like, each episode is going to be a chapter.
Saved by the Wand.
No,
yes!
it's gonna be 7 seasons, and it's gonna be each book, and it's gonna be verbatim. Like,
okay, I would watch that. That's on because they left so much out.
You know, I mean, I think Harry Potter's having a resurgence right now. I've heard a lot of people talking about them.
The play is still kind of going on.
People are finally.
Oh, and then this whole fucking creature. What's the book called? What's the movie called?
Oh,
Creatures and Where to Find Them.
Yeah, the one that Hagrid was obsessed with.
The book.
Incredible Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Incredible Beasts and Where it's actually a good movie.
I saw half of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fake fan.
I think it's like because the people that read the books when they first came out are now adults and then like urging the kids that were too cool to read them to like read them now and then people are obsessing over them. I think that's what's happening. But
yeah, my friend recently read it. Like she read it like maybe a couple, like 3-4 years ago, Tess. She barely, like she was like, no, I'm not going to read it.
Like, yeah, my old like roommate, Brandon, he read it, like, in his 20s.
Mm.
I was like, fake fan, bro.
It's happening. Fake fan.
Anyways. Yeah, I loved Harry Potter. Like,
so we got to talk.
Even though... Okay.
Okay. Well, you want to talk?
No, just go ahead. What are we? Because Jeremy, you're whispering, and now I'm curious.
I want to talk about Roseanne because I saw one episode. Oh, yeah. And she changed my life. Okay.
Let's transition.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'm transitioning.
One episode.
So.
Do a swirl.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite TV shows growing up was Roseanne, and I have been thinking about it recently and why that show was so important to me. And I think it was the first time that I felt like, even though the family was white, they were poor and they were real. Like, they were just
relatable.
They were kind of gross.
Oh, I don't.
They were kind of gross.
They were kind of hood for some white people, right?
They were just kind of trash. And
in a good way.
And it reminded me of my family.
It's a great segue.
So, and little things, because when I watch TV shows, like, I'm kind of obsessed. Even when I was a kid, I was obsessed with the set and, like, with the costumes, or, like, with what people wore. Mm-hmm. And, like, how, if you think about that show, it's just, like, very brown, just, like, very neutral colors. And just, like, and if you think of a Latino's house, like, it's always very brown and, like, beige. Peach color, you know what I mean? So
roosters everywhere.
Roosters.
Is that just my house?
No, the roosters are super prevalent.
Oh yeah, brown everywhere here too. But I was also obsessed with like the props. Like they always had the same food over and over again. And then they also wore the same clothes.
The like, furniture looked old.
The furniture looked hella old. And they wore the same clothes from like the first season to the last season. Like you saw the same outfits over and over and over again.
That's so real.
And I love that so much. But then the lessons you learned and how if you go back and watch Roseanne now, like it gets so real on that show. And it wasn't like I understood what the Cosby Show was doing at the time. Right. It was like saying like, look, here's a lawyer and here's a OBGYN, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right. Back. Wasn't he
super creepy.
Oh, he was like a birthing doctor. Like, anyway,
he was
in the basement of their house.
Oh my God.
Okay. See, if you didn't see this coming. Oh. So, but anyway, it kind of wasn't relatable. I think to a lot of families, like the Cosby Show, like how can this woman be a lawyer, have like 20 kids, like for real, and then
come home
and be like, look at me, I look great, let me salsa dance for you. Like, no, that's not real, you know? But Roseanne was real. Like they were always working odd jobs, always late on rent. Like I'll never forget the episode where they got to pay taxes and they're like trying to do their taxes at the last minute. Like that's real ass shit. Like they never touched that. On the Cosby Show, they never talked about money. It was always just like they're rich, whatever. So that's what I loved about Roseanne. And there was always like this kind of queerness about that show, like probably starting in like the third or fourth season. Like Darlene, obviously, from the very beginning, like you kind of knew.
All that plaid.
Yeah, you kind of knew, like, girl. She was straight in the
exposed.
Show. Exposed. I mean, and I guess the woman who plays her, Sarah Gilbert, she is a lesbian in real life, but she's queer in real life. But in the show, she wasn't. She was more of, like, you know, just like this tomboy.
Yeah, she was like a mom or whatever, wasn't she?
No. Oh, okay. No.
No. She wore plaid.
She wore plaid. But the people that Roseanne surrounded herself with, I'll never forget her boss at the diner was this gay dude and just like them just talking about it, like whatever, that's just a gay guy that's on the show. Like it was a punchline here and there, but it wasn't like over the top, like gay dudes were usually portrayed. Mm. And then like Sandra Bernhardt was on the show and she was an open lesbian. And then there was that one episode where Roseanne goes to the gay club and makes out with a woman.
Lit.
On
lit.
TV.
How did I not?
Lit.
Yeah, you need to rewatch Roseanne. It is an important show.
Life.
So they touched on a lot of topics. And it's like, and I remember me and my mom would watch that show together. So it was like, it was interesting to see like her reaction to stuff and like, you know, and we were just like there kind of consuming the same information. It was really cool. Yeah, I love that show.
I remember watching like one episode with my mom and it was like super timely in my life. And after that, I'm forever grateful to Roseanne.
Yeah.
Like it was about like this little kid. Did you ever see the episode where the son is dating like a little girl who's like super bossy?
Yes. Yes.
That's like the one episode I was watching and it was talking about, well, if she likes you, she's going to treat you with respect. She's not gonna, but you know, since he's used to Roseanne and she's very strong woman, of course he's gonna like strong woman. Like that little girl was like a boss ass bitch. Like she was running him around.
Yes.
But you know, in a nice loving kind of way. But at the same time they paralleled his relationship to that little girl to her what was it, like her sister or her friend, the woman had babies who was unhappy, who was married to that guy.
Becky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Becky was talking about how, like, she had felt like she wanted adventure, like, she wanted all these things out of her life, and she got none of it. Like, she was just kind of, like, plateauing in her life. Like, she just had kids. She just would go to the park. And at the end, she kind of comes to this realization that, you know what, life maybe is just me going to the park with this guy who knocked me up and me and my two kids. Like, it wasn't, like, a sad realization. It was her going, like, actually, this isn't that bad. Like, it's me and my kids and my family. We're doing this. And I thought that was really sweet and very real because a lot of people don't get the opportunity to realistically live out these, like, crazy adventures because of poverty, because of lost opportunities, because of education. And I felt all of that in that episode. And she was just kind of accepted her place, but at the same time, she was actually happy, whereas before, it seemed like she was faking it.
Yeah.
So I got a lot out of that episode.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember they were talking about real shit. Like, I mean, the Cosby Show had its lessons, you know, but like Roseanne, I remember learning about like menstruation. Like from Roseanne. Yeah. Like they would talk about it. Like when Darlene got her first period, it was a full episode. Or like it's when Becky farted in front of the entire school. Like that was
lit.
Awesome.
Lit.
So shout out to Roseanne. Even though she's fucking crazy, I still love her. And she says some crazy stuff today, but she's been through a lot. She's got a lot of, she's very wise.
She's a problematic fave.
Oh my God. For sure. For sure.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't think I follow her on Twitter anymore because she's crazy, but I still watch her.
The writers on the show were popping.
Her interviews. Yeah.
They were popping. They're doing some interesting shit in the 90s.
Totally going to find out what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're going to do a reboot of that show too.
What? Roseanne?
Yes. They're like, bringing it back with the original cast.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
it'd be perfect for now.
We'll see. I don't know. I love. Oh, and I love. This is okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
And
John Goodman, also to see a family that fought, like really fought, and the dad got mad almost to the point where the dad was violent on that show. Like, remember, John Goodman would get pissed to the point where I'd be scared, like, oh, he's gonna hit one of them.
He's gonna throw something.
He's gonna throw, like, or sometimes they did throw stuff. Yeah. And so it got real, but then the dad and Roseanne, I mean, what's his name on the show? Dan and Roseanne would always work it out. And sometimes by the, I kind of like erase the last seasons because they're so crazy. But in the end, they would always like work it out, you know?
And, that's real. That's so
and it was very real. And to see like a real dad, like positive, I feel like, not only was he very like masculine and hot-headed, but he was also one of the most loving TV dads that I had seen, like very real, that spent a lot of time with his kids.
No,
so
he was patient too.
Shout out to John Goodman in that character. Oh my God. And shout out to Aunt Jackie. Like her fucking outfits. There's this Tumblr called Who Wore It? Who Wore It First? Like Aunt Jackie. Or Who Wore It Best? Aunt Jackie or a Hipster? And it's like shows
yes,
like Aunt
sweaters?
Jackie's and then like Jesus. A hipster wearing the same outfit like now.
Her sweaters are on point.
So good.
Hipsters
high rise like jeans. Like,
yeah.
Popping, popping, popping. I love it. Yeah. That's another one of your shows, Maita.
From when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about it a little bit. We talked about Friends and how they semi raised me, even though they suck.
Yeah.
In retrospect. Suck.
But it's okay. You were young. You're
but
innocent.
But the original Friends is Living Single.
Hell yeah, they just copied that shit.
They just copied Living Single. Came out
I
before Friends.
Black
single,
people
dude.
Did it better.
I think there's only two seasons of Living Single. Is that true?
Something
I think
like
so.
That. I know it wasn't didn't last as long as the other shows.
Yeah, I heard that because of the songs that were used in the show.
They can't sell it.
They can't. It's hard to find to like get the. But I think you can buy them on Amazon now or something. I don't know. Don't
girl, go to Mexico. You know you can find it. Just go to Mexico. God. Just be like, hey, I'm looking for Living Single. I know y'all can do it.
But for real,
Viviendo Soltero.
Living Single is probably one of my faves.
It was like, great. Like
and it's syndicated. It's on. It plays on TV once in a while. It depends on the channel, but I love it. You know, my favorite part of Living Single is Regine's wigs.
Ooh,
oh, my God.
Yes.
She wear okay, now that, okay, I don't know if you noticed this.
Probably not.
But it was a running gag on the show. Regine never wears the same hairdo or the same wig in any like she always has a different wig on in every scene. So even if it's
the same scene, like the same day or whatever.
They'll go to commercial and come,
and you come back
and it's a different wig. So
Jesus.
Like if you watch Living Single, Regine is wearing a different wig in every scene from
imagine the budget.
Every episode she has a different
that's
wig.
So, lit.
So if she appears budget. In a full episode from. If she's in the A story, B story, whatever, she appears with a different wig on every time. It's awesome.
I have to rewatch this.
Yes.
Honestly.
It's hard to find, though.
I'll make it happen.
Girl, yes, it's on the internet. You can find it.
Yeah, you
girl.
Can find it. You can find it.
You can do it, girl. So another one that I used to watch was Girlfriends.
Oh, I never watched that.
Really?
I feel like I did, but I don't remember it very well.
Tracy Ellis Ross was on that, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's when I was like, how does everyone barely finding out about Tracy Ellis Ross? Like,
she was the
Girlfriends
main character.
Girlfriends was like the original Insecure.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I'm saying it here.
Issa Rae. No,
Issa Rae is like the cool hipster version, but like Girlfriends was like the original deal. Like, yeah. It was the first time you saw a group of women like successful and hashing it out. And I always watch, successful black people. But that's cool because I love that shit. That's more. We need more of it. And I really love, like,
I
always watch.
Back then, Moesha.
Girl, Moesha? Girl, don't get me started. I never miss Moesha. Not one single day of my life. Brandy?
Side note. Best like Cinderella ever, like nobody.
Impossible.
Yes.
Facts. A black woman, Whoopi Goldberg, and some white dude had an Asian son, and then he married a black woman. It's
I love it, right?
Iconic. Like that? Don't ever tell me that you can't put POCs and stuff.
And
look at Cinderella.
Whitney, the Ooh. Voice Houston Ooh. Was the fairy grandmother.
Oh, that's right.
And
oh my God,
Brandy
or fairy godmother.
Stop talking about that, by the way.
Oh my God, Brandy, let it go, girl. We know. You and Whitney were friends.
Oh.
She's looking down at you from heaven, but
she
please,
loves you.
Stop talking about her. We know.
We get it, girl.
Let it go. Mm. What about when you guys were kids? What's your favorite kids TV shows?
Those were my kids TV shows. I was
a kid during that
time.
Yeah,
they were I watched a lot of stuff that was not appropriate for my age.
You were really little, like cartoons and stuff?
I mean, I always watched Arthur, Dragon Tales, crap like that.
Let's talk about, okay, this is going to be fun. Let's talk about queer women representation in cartoons.
Oh my God. Okay.
What representation?
Not DW. What's her name? Francine.
Francine and Arthur. You know.
Kind of, but they had like this whole thing with her and Arthur.
Yeah, but Arthur's gay. So.
For Buster.
They
yeah,
were just
I see
good
it.
Judies. And Buster, he's it. Just, you know, Buster's bi. Come on.
He's for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Francine.
He's sexually fluid.
Yeah, because his dad is flaming homo too.
Oh my God.
Spinelli from Recess. Queer
Recess.
Such a queer woman.
That shit was
Mikey.
Dope.
Mikey was queer. He was writing poetry on his glove out
Mikey,
in
the
field.
Mikey, the big kid. Oh my
he
God.
He wrote poetry.
I just thought he was like a sweet kid. Poetry doesn't make you gay. All right.
Okay, I want him to be gay. I want to will him into it because he was so nice.
He was very cute.
He's so sweet.
Pepper Ann. Do you guys remember Pepper Ann?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Her rollerblades, come on. Yes. And her hair, she didn't care how she dressed. She was
and
out
the
here.
OG, Peppermint Patty.
They were in love, okay? I don't care what anyone says. I almost dressed up as the other one with the glasses.
Yeah.
Because, I had a Pepper Ann and I was going to be the girl who was smart.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Yes, it was lit. I was going to do that. Oh,
Jesus.
Amazing.
I never interpreted any of these characters as such because I had no idea.
I latched on.
Yo,
to
I
them.
Watched Ellen DeGeneres for like 10 years and didn't realize it.
Yeah, she told me that.
I am.
Like,
I'm the worst.
Wait, her talk show.
Cut. Her talk show.
Yeah.
And didn't realize. She
okay,
was
10 years is exaggerating. Maybe like 5 years.
Yeah, but she came out. Like
yeah, but I didn't see that. Yeah, but I didn't know that.
Before that.
I didn't know.
She didn't watch that show. I think
I didn't
like
watch
five,
the Ellen
we were
TV
like five
show
when that came out.
Probably.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys were little.
She was a child.
Yeah, and then I watched a talk show and I was like, she's hilarious. I love her. And then I didn't know why.
I remember when Ellen came out and she was on the cover of a magazine with her arms out and her hands out. And it's like, hey, I'm gay or whatever, right? And then I remember being in the store with my aunt. Shout out to my aunt Carla.
Hey.
And I was like, gay, what does that mean? Like, what is
oh,
it? You know?
Wow. And she exposed the gayness.
And my aunt was like, look at her hands. It means she's a man. That's what she said.
Wait,
her
that
hands?
Was her interpretation?
Because her hands are so manly.
What the fuck?
On the cover, because she was
look
given...
Look at these like tiny little quaint
was,
things.
She was given...
It means nothing.
She was given jazz hands.
I love it.
She didn't know what to say, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. She didn't know what to say.
She's a man.
Okay.
Look
she's
at her hands.
She's a man,
clearly.
Maury.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Oh
yo,
God.
I straight up lived in the gayest neighborhood of Dallas when I was a child. And no one ever told me like anything about like
the rainbow
homosexuality.
Flags
and I used to go to the Pride Parade and didn't know what it was about.
Oh my God.
My parents were not about to tell me what the hell it was about. They're like, this is a parade. They're just having fun. Don't worry about it.
And wait,
like,
you went to it though?
They took me to it. They're like, yeah, go catch some beads.
Parents went to
They took me there. And then and they didn't tell me what it was.
Wow.
I thought it was just a parade. I thought all parades were like that.
Oh my God. Well, we're like, if
only. Mommy, yeah, those dudes are holding hands. Those women are kissing.
Happy Veterans Day.
I had no idea. But I mean, I moved out of that neighborhood when I was like 5. So.
Okay. Mm-mm, what about, did you guys watch PBS growing up? Sesame mm-hmm. Street?
Wishbone.
What's the story? Okay. Wishbone. Talk about it. You don't think Sam was a lesbian?
Let Which one was Sam?
The blonde girl?
Let me get my charger.
His little friend?
Yeah, with the ponytail?
His little friend?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't even remember her. Maybe that's why I like. Oh my God. You're making me rethink my whole life now. I'm like,
no,
wait a minute.
I don't know.
Zena?
Maybe. Wow.
Yo, that came on when I was tiny and didn't know what was happening, but I know her and Gabrielle put a little feeling in my heart, and I was like, wait a minute, something's happening to me. I'm too young. I'm 5. Why are they? That's making me feel a way. It made me feel a way, and I was way too young. Like, I used to call myself Zena when I was little. Like, every year I tried to dress up as Zena, and it didn't work out because my mom only made a witch outfit for me.
Did you guys watch Sesame Street?
Grover. I barely watched it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, really?
I have a stuffed Grover at the house.
It is a big deal for me.
You like Big Bird?
Tell us.
I love Big Bird.
I think you talked about it.
Yeah, I love Big Bird. Snuffy.
Snuffleupagus.
And it was, I don't know, I felt like I was talking to my, shout out to Sochi. I was talking to my friend recently. About how Sesame Street and like Mr. Rogers, those two shows really shaped me when I was a kid because they taught me that I could do anything, you know, which is really nice. And then I also felt represented. Like even in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, even though it's like this old white dude, like
I loved it. When he got a sweater, like I felt like I got like
those cardigans to me. Those cardigans lit.
I know. Yeah.
Did that influence your style with your cardigan?
Absolutely. That's why I wear a red cardigan all the time, girl.
Same. He has like a closet full of them and he just switches them out for no reason.
I love that. I do the same thing.
He's like, let's see. You know, his mom knitted each and every one of those cardigans in
Mom
the show.
Mom goals? What the fuck?
I know. And she would sew a zipper into them. They're awesome. Oh, so Mr. Rogers was a big deal because, you know, when he would like go visit people, it was always very diverse, whoever he had on his show. Mm-hmm. And then the neighborhood of make-believe, there was also some queers in there because, you know, King Friday, he had a lot of wild parties. But Jesus. Shout out to his beard Wednesday.
Oh.
And and Sesame Street, you know, like Maria.
Oh yeah,
and there was Latinos on that show from the very first, from the 70s. So, and then I feel like there's queer characters now on Sesame Street. I bet it's not on PBS anymore.
No, it's on HBO.
But for example, Big Bird, they never say he's a male bird.
It's just a big bird.
It's a big bird. Big Bird doesn't have a gender. So I think that show is very progressive in that way. Like, I think they were thinking about that from the very beginning. I think we just say he because
he's not like, or Big Bird is not, associated with femininity, I guess.
Yeah, but if you really watch it.
But it kind of is.
Yeah, Big Bird's like a big.
He's very gentle.
Like a big baby.
Nurturing.
Like he's not even thinking about, Big Bird's not even thinking about that or like never even has to talk about that because he's just like trying to find his teddy bear or their teddy bear.
He's a genderless character.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So is, well, no.
They also have like autistic representation.
Yeah,
that was recent though. Right?
Yeah, that was a recent puppet that has
that. I love that.
I read about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, props.
That's so awesome. Yeah,
I was in love with Grover. We were in love. He was
okay. What about Grover?
I don't think he was queer, but he was my love.
Yeah.
So maybe we're both queer together.
Mm.
I mean, they did kind of normalize the two dudes sleeping in the same bed.
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, that's Bert and Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the orange and the banana. Rubber ducky.
Mm-hmm.
They were together. They were in love.
They were adorable.
They were totally together.
They're legit in love. I love it. Like, grumpy ass Bert.
Talk about queer representation, Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie are the
Yeah, that's true.
They're classics.
Yeah. They really are. People have been talking about them forever. It mm-hmm. transitioned from them making fun of it to them being like, yeah.
They are. They're this partners. Is great.
Yeah.
They're in love. Life partners. I love it.
Everybody knows that bitter gay fucking Bert. Collecting bottle caps. Talking to pigeons.
The thing is, like, I just picture, like, oh, God.
That's going to be you one day, Cynthia.
Huh?
Nothing.
Me? I think I already am that person talking to pigeons. Like,
Oh, dear.
No, I think you're the better one, dude.
Maybe.
I might be Ernie. Ernie's always overly enthusiastic, dude. And Bert's always like, sigh.
Am I that bitter?
Yes. Not in a bad way. Not in a talking to pigeons kind of way. Just kind of like in the, I don't want to socially interact way.
Damn. I'm here, aren't I?
But you're dreamy. You have dreamy eyes.
No. Anyways.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at us.
Everyone stare at my thing.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at me. I am beautiful.
Man, what?
I love that part of the song.
I love
Don't
that.
Look at me. Did you guys have cable growing up?
Oh, no.
I would go to my dad's on every other weekend, and he had cable. So, not here at home, but when I would go to my dad's, yeah. But then I had to share it with my brother, so really, no, I didn't have cable. Mm.
I remember one time whenever I went to my dad's on the weekends, or my dad's family's on the weekends, my grandma's, they always had cable. But then,
his face.
A couple summers, mm-hmm. on my Guatemalan side, my uncle, shout out to my tío Nivo.
Hey.
He got it like a black box, you know, for my grandma's house. Bad. I know. Oh, alleluia. Alleluia, amen, right?
Alleluia, amen.
They were praising the Lord, watching all the free cable. And that summer was lit, as the children say.
All the Disney Channel movies?
I was at all the Disney.
Smart House.
I was, no, that was way before. So I was watching like Eureka's Castle. Like, I think it's before your time. I think you guys so remember too. That. It was like when there was like Nick Jr. in the morning, and there was this thing called Face. Do you remember that? So it was just like the TV had a face on it.
Oh.
And the face would talk, would be like, hi, I'm Face.
That's creepy.
And just talk to you.
Yes.
And there were shows like Eureka's Castle. There was this one called Under the Umbrella Tree that I loved.
Wow.
And then, you watch Disney Channel. And Disney Channel had like bootleg shit on it. This was before.
Before they got like this good was for like 5 years.
This was, this was pre Lizzie McGuire. Okay.
Oh,
like
gosh.
This was. By the way,
long live Hillary Duff.
Shout out to Hillary Duff.
Yeah. Cakes.
From Texas. Shout out to Gordo. Oh, is she from? Is she?
Hillary
she
Duff
Houston,
is.
Houston, right?
Yeah.
Them cakes, though.
Goals. Really? That's why she's so normal.
You see
Beyonce.
Her body.
I never looked at her like that.
No, she looks great.
Always
she
have.
Looks
Okay, Cadet Kelly.
Speaking of queer movies,
I didn't
know that. Fucking Kelly. That was so gay. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched that one.
Flat Girls.
You cable heavy
people.
Dude,
like, come on. Mm. Her and the bossy girl. It was meant to be.
I was watching the Steve Harvey Show before I hated Steve Harvey.
Oh, God. What happened? I used to like him, too.
Right? Remember that? Boss Lady. Boss Lady.
Oh, yeah.
To the principal. He used to be good.
Damn.
Anyway. Mm. Yeah.
The one bites the dust.
But Disney. Oh, wait. Disney Channel used to be like, I remember there was like Winnie the Pooh, but like live action.
What the fuck?
I'm not fucking.
How does that work?
Like people dress.
Does Winnie the Pooh still not have like pants?
Oh,
yeah, but
watch
it's
this all
but
hammered.
It's like oh, so. Imagine like the characters at Disneyland.
Wait, I think I do.
Like dressed up as Winnie the Pooh, like all the characters. Like
no, I don't.
It's like the costumes they were wear at Disneyland, right?
Yeah,
like the mascots walking around, but they it was like I think it was called Pooh Circus or something.
Oh no!
And then they were
worse.
Like under a big top. That's what I remember. The owl was in the tree, and he was like narrating.
All right.
They were in the 100-acre wood. But anyway.
Oh my God, I'm picturing
and
this.
And then there was finally they started kind of pro, and there was and then they would play like Heidi. Do you know that show?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this was old school.
Yeah,
and they would just show like old Disney cartoons, like old Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Those are lit.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
But then they started doing more like specific programming for kids, and there was this Alice in Wonderland show.
Mm.
Called Adventures in Wonderland. And then Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears.
See, and they started doing more like specific like shows for the kids. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I was there for that. I was alive for that.
For yes. me, it was like
to witness that part of history.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. To age myself, like it's basically like I can vaguely remember Doug in the Doug, which I loved.
That was my time. Yeah.
Dude, my God. Dude. Okay.
He broke that fourth wall.
Excuse me, Doug. It was the first time that I identified with a cartoon character.
Really?
Me and Doug.
Interesting. The really huge like the sweater.
Quillman.
I don't know. I just felt like it was a. He was like, you know, in a time where it was like Mighty, you know, like Mighty Max and like all of these like hyper like skateboard
he's
and
like super cash.
Power Rangers, and he was like, "Hi, Tear Journal. I'm gonna write about my feelings, and I love my dog, and my best friend is black, but he's blue on the show."
He's
like, it was really cool. Like,
I loved it
to see a sensitive kid that like liked to draw and write about his feelings. What?
And it was and so creatively like illustrated, like the
yes
drawing himself into yes shit.
Breaking yes. the fourth wall. He always talked to us. Yeah. Like I was like, yes, Doug. I'm
that was
here.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
yeah, Nickelodeon
was popping.
And it's always kind of done good shit with TV.
Yeah, yeah.
What Doug?
Disney's been good about movies.
Mm-hmm. No, well, yeah,
or it was.
Right, girl.
But then Doug switched to Disney and mm-hmm. went to ABC.
I did not know
the
that.
The brand new Doug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
They played yeah. it like on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. One Saturday morning.
See, that's see. Okay, I remember that.
Yes.
That was Recess, Pepper Ann, yes. all that shit. Fudge.
Proud Family.
Proud Family.
Oh, my God.
Proud Family.
Shout out. Didn't Solange do... Destiny's Child?
No, I think Solange. It was Solange.
Solange
did the song.
And Destiny's Child did the backup vocals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think they guest voiced
a
couple times.
Show.
Yeah.
That entire thing was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I love like that they made it like about an extended family type of
yes.
thing.
Yes.
I was like... Yes, that's how families are.
Were you guys allowed to watch The Simpsons?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had no restrictions. I watched The Simpsons.
I own the first 8 seasons. I'm obsessed. I've seen every episode.
I love it too, but I wasn't allowed to watch that show.
You weren't allowed?
I was the devil.
I was allowed to watch like whatever like was on the TV that kept me out of her hair.
King of the Hill was Super Texas.
Was that
so we loved King. Like it's supposed to be Arlen, but I think it's based in Garland.
No, it's right, supposed to be Plano.
Plano?
I think it was Plano Garland? Or Richardson. No,
it's,
Richardson.
I think it's Richardson.
Which
yeah.
is now
which is
a
where
very
I work.
Which is where I used to live and now it's like very like suburban.
It's
not country it's anymore. Not,
so Arlen isn't a real place or it is?
Arlen? No.
No.
I think they named
but
it after
that
Garland.
That's
Garland, Arlen.
Cool though. Like the school the references and of the schools and stuff like that, a lot of it is very Texan.
Yeah.
The whole show is like our lives. Like everyone we meet, like they are like that. Like any gringo you meet is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Bobby Hill's like the cool gringo you meet, you know, like, but there is problematic.
The one thing that's kind of weird is like, there's not, I mean, like at least I haven't met very many Native Americans in this area.
Oh, and there's Native American representation in that mm-hmm. show.
Mm-hmm. Which is almost, awesome. Yeah. But I don't, there's nobody
I mean,
here.
He doesn't know he's Native American.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how, but yeah.
I love that. He doesn't know he's Native American, but he is. Yeah. I'm trying to think, what else did I watch? I really didn't. I watched The Simpsons. Like, The Simpsons raised me.
Like, so, yeah, I watched a whole lot of The Simpsons, I will say.
I'm obsessed.
We talked about Lisa in that one episode. Where she goes and, like, finally she's the cool kid and she's a part of the cool crowd.
Oh, poor
she
Lisa.
She wears her tie-dye shirt and she's, like, underneath, like, that bridge hanging out with people at the beach or something.
Yeah, everyone's, like, suburban, rich, and middle class, right? Like,
probably, I can't remember. I just remember Lisa and her, like, her getting to not be the nerd, getting to not be the loner person that was bullied
she
in
got
family.
To have friends.
And she was a middle child and she was a little girl, so I related to her a lot in that episode specifically because it was like her moment to shine where Bart was trying to get in with these people and they're like shunning Bart. I was like, go Lisa.
Yeah.
You identified with Lisa.
In that episode.
Oh, just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, because who else are we going to identify with on that show? She was like the sanest person.
Yeah.
And even she lost her mind sometimes. So
yeah.
Relatable.
But for the right reasons.
Right.
Yeah. When she stopped eating meat with a little sheep.
That became Buddhist.
Became Buddhist, vegetarian. She fought for women's rights. Like, she fought against, like, the, like, Barbie industry. Like, mm-hmm. the idealization of women. Shout out to Lisa. Like, she wasn't my favorite character growing up, but as I got older, I love
She's
her.
She's woke as fuck.
Yeah. And, but, you know, you watch The Simpsons now, and it's not that great.
Oh, no.
It's very, like...
First 10 seasons, and then you cut that shit off.
Yeah.
It's trash.
They try to, like, reference a lot of stuff. But yeah. At one time, like...
Like Family Guy.
Yeah.
I think it's changed The Simpsons for the worst.
Damn, we like tuckered ourselves out talking about childhood.
I know, we're like all falling asleep over here. Maybe it was this vodka, this mango pineapple vodka.
Sponsor us if you want to know.
Yeah, yeah right. Shout out to y'all. It's in a yellow bottle. If you want to give us money, we'll take it. You know, we'll drink only you forever.
Anyways. Oh my God, this was a fun episode to do.
It was.
We
Thank
got
you.
To stray out of our normal routine
of just talking about a movie.
And it was emotional.
It was very emotional. Are you okay with that, Maitha? Are you okay? Are you all right?
As long as it's about TV.
Quiere okay. llorar. Quiere llorar. Quiere
Stop
llorar.
It.
Oh, my.
That always worked on me.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Maybe.
We triggered something.
Yeah, we did. Oh. Well, thank you so much for being here. You don't. Oh, my God. So, should we fan out now?
I already found out earlier.
Okay, well, I'm going to find out again because I'm the one that told you about them. So
she did.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. No, the thing is, I didn't listen to podcasts, period.
Oh,
and
really?
I was just like, send me, like, because I was, like, researching it, basically, to when we were going to start our podcast. No, yeah, it's like, she just sent me, like, the read. She sent me you.
Yeah.
She sent me Tamarindo. I can't remember what else she sent me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, I'll listen to the read. No. Listen to Tamarindo. Okay. Listen to, like, those for lunch. Didn't stop for a week.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I didn't stop for a week, and I was just like, I know what I want to do with my podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, if you guys didn't exist, we wouldn't exist.
Oh, my God.
No, we would exist. We would just probably wouldn't.
It would have taken a little longer.
No, we wouldn't. Let me tell you right now, like, the reason why I
you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. We wouldn't exist.
We wouldn't, because legit, I called you up and was like, hey, we can do this, because they were
It's a combination of them and Auto Straddle, like, making a list that we were like,
yes no, and no. We
like,
were like,
like,
yes
you
and
weren't
no.
wrong, but there's a lot more that
there's
needs to
be on
There's
a lot of things
this.
Missing in this.
Yeah.
So we wanted to fill in the blanks.
Cool. Yeah. That's awesome. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies, for doing what you do.
Thank you, honestly.
Yeah.
We love, me and Babalito, like I said, we love your show.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For being here.
Thank
as,
you.
Tell them where they can find you and your podcast, which they already know.
I mean,
they
right?
already know
That's
who
what
you
they
are.
Came, but shout out to
them. No, okay. I'm Favy Fav, that's FAVY FAV, on all social media platforms. And you can find my podcast, Latinos Who Lunch, at latinoswholunch.com and at Latinos Who Lunch on Spotify, on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. Google Play. We're on all that shit.
Go rate them 5 stars. Five
Google
stars
Luca.
Only.
Yeah.
Yes, they're amazing. You're going to be addicted to them, I promise
yes.
you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And as always, we are CYC Podcast on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. Email us at cycpodcastmail@gmail.com.
Send your hate mail to our email, and then we'll read it out loud.
No, we're past that phase. Don't
No,
say
I'm totally going to read it still. I don't care what you say.
I'm at Maite Panda on Twitter.
I'm at Fried Papita on
Fried.
Twitter.
Fried. Yeah, but go over to Latinos Who Lunch and listen to our episode with them.
Yay!
Because they're awesome. All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.